The last podcast that I recorded, I published on the 24th of January 2020, and as I sit here recording this one, it's the 25th of March, which means that I've taken the better part of 2 months away from podcasting after only producing 3 shows. And before we get into this episode, I want to explain why. I am a big believer that as a community, we are much stronger. It's one of the reasons that I've advocated growing such a tight-knit community in and around my local area of photographers, where we can share tips and tricks and advice and we can grow together, because I think you grow much faster that way and you get to learn from the collective's experience rather than having to go through everything yourself. So when I was publishing those episodes, I was also sending them privately to a few close friends whose opinion I really value and asking for some feedback. And they were all very kind and they all gave the kind of feedback that you would expect. Oh, you're doing great things and I really enjoy the podcast. But when I pushed a little deeper to try and get some real meaningful feedback from them, one thing became apparent, and that was that those guys thought that my podcast sounded a little rehearsed, a little pre-produced. And one of the guys even said it sounds a little bit like story time with Gaz. And while that was kind of funny, it wasn't what I was aiming for with the podcasts. I wanted these to be a conversation. I wanted it to be a place where I could literally just air my thoughts and potentially just read my diary to people. So you guys knew what I'd been going through and I'd got a place to vocalise all of this. And that got me thinking. So I went away and I hit the pause button. I didn't put any new podcasts out, even though I had a bunch in the bank. And I went back to those episodes and tried to re-record them in a much more natural way without a pre-produced script. And honestly, I really struggled with it. It's taken me until now, till I felt confident to be able to come back to the drawing board and start to produce those episodes again. But oh man, has so much changed. So right now, as I'm recording this, I'm doing it without a script in front of me, without any bullet points or without any cheat sheets. This is just raw. This is just me talking into a microphone in front of my computer without putting too much effort into planning what this podcast was going to be about. But it is about something, and it's about probably the hottest topic around at the moment, and that is dealing with this world crisis that we're facing at the moment, that is the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic. And before you all switch off thinking that this is another doom and gloom episode of a podcast where they're getting down on how people are dealing with it, it's really not. You see, freelancers, especially within the creative community, are facing a unique set of challenges. And I want to be able to try and help people get through that. I think I've worked out how I'm going to get through that, and I want to share that with you guys. So without too much of a delay, this is the return of the Diary of a Freelance Photographer. And my name's Gareth. The world as we know it is changing more dramatically than at any point in our generation's history. At this point, I think we're all hoping that we're going to regain some sense of normality in the not too distant future. But even the idea of what normal is a moving target right now. That said, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that we're going to come out the other side. And I'm hopeful that my fellow freelance creatives are going to be able to pull together and come out stronger. The coronavirus or COVID-19, whatever you're calling it at the moment, has a massive impact on the entire world. And while my thoughts are with those people that have lost loved ones and those people that have to go out every day and help us get through this, the NHS workers, the carers, the people that are constantly restocking our supermarkets, the impact that this has had on the self-employed and freelance world has been devastating. And I think we face a unique set of challenges above those that people in full-time employment are facing. Even if we haven't come in direct contact with the virus, as we're ending the second day of the lockdown within the UK, there are a lot of photographers, filmmakers, graphic designers, makeup artists, anybody in this kind of creative space that are ending that day with no work in the diary, no future work in the diary, and the phone simply isn't ringing with any offers of work at the moment. And that's because the world has essentially hit the pause button right now. It's a difficult time for sure. And one of the things that makes this situation so difficult is there's no one size fits all solution for people. If you do X, Y, and Z, you're going to be okay. It just doesn't exist. The world, and certainly our generation, has never faced anything like this before. So nobody really knows what they're doing. We're all just trying to get through this the best way that we know how. But I think, and I've said this multiple times before, we are stronger as a community and we learn better when we learn as a group. So I want to share some of the things that I'm going to be doing over the next 3, 6, 9 weeks, however long this lasts, to make sure that I can, one, come out of this the other side, and two, maybe even come out a little bit stronger. Like I say, I don't know that these tips are going to work for everybody. These tips might not work for anybody but me. They might not even work for me. But by sharing them, I'm maybe at least helping one person out there or giving you somewhere to start when it comes to building your own plan for how to deal with this. So let's get into it. The first page of my diary where I started scribbling down some of these tips of how I was going to get through this and how I thought other people could get through this really only has 2 points on it. And for me, these are the absolutely essential, kind of goes without saying tips that I'm seeing people ignore on a day-to-day basis. So point number one, and this isn't a tip, I guess this is an instruction, is stay at home. As part of the creative community, we are not part of that key worker group. We're not working in NHS hospitals. We're not caregivers. We're not working as part of the supermarkets or their supply chain. We can stay at home. In fact, for most of us, the pause button's been hit on our businesses. We have no choice but to stay at home. Please don't use this as an excuse to be out there socializing with friends or going around your buddy's house or getting together with a group to do a little shoot while you've got some free time. Now's not the time for this. Now's the time to stay indoors. This virus doesn't have legs. It can't move around. It moves around with people. If you stop moving, the virus stops moving. If the virus stops moving, it will slowly die. We will be able to push down on that bell curve of the spread of this virus. So please, once more for effect, stay at home. My second tip is to make sure that you keep up to date with what you can do to avoid getting COVID-19 or the coronavirus or dealing with the coronavirus if you do end up getting it. And I think right now the NHS website is the best resource that you can go to. Lots of mobile phone companies have made sure that if you're visiting this site, you're not doing so as part of the data allowance on your mobile phones. So you really don't have that to worry about. So check in regularly. Make sure that you're following all of the basic steps to avoid contracting this disease and make sure that you're keeping up to date with the latest information. So the second page of my diary is where I think these tips start to really build out into some practical advice that I'm hoping will really help people. And I've broke this down into a couple of different sections. The first section is the financial challenge that's going to come with this. And I'm not going to sugarcoat this. Times are going to be tough. I'm very fortunate that I've been in business for a little while and I've seen dips in demand for my business. And so I've squirreled away some money. I've set aside a percentage of my income every single time a client pays an invoice, and I've put that into a rainy day fund. So for me, I'm sat on a little bit of cash right now and can financially support myself through this downturn. But I know that that's not the case for everybody. So tip number one is, and please don't think I'm being harsh when I say this, but get a job. This sounds a lot harsher than I intend it to, but right now the NHS, along with all of the major supermarkets, are recruiting massive numbers of temporary staff to help deal with the heightened demand that the coronavirus has put on them. Yesterday, you might have called yourself a photographer or a makeup artist or a creative freelancer, but right now what you need to call yourself is a supermarket assistant or support staff in a hospital. There are jobs out there that will want you to start almost immediately. They're going to bring you an income and allow you to pay your bills. My second point is definitely going to be a harsh pill to swallow if you thought my first one was harsh. And that's, don't be too proud to ask for help. If you're anything like me, the idea of going cap in hand and asking for somebody for help makes you feel sick to your stomach. It's who I've always been. I've always worked for everything that I have. But these are exceptional times, and there's absolutely nothing wrong for asking for a helping hand if you need it. Right now, there are various different channels that you can go through, but the best advice that I can give you is to visit the government website and see what advice they're currently offering to freelancers. As of recording this, at the moment, it appears that Universal Credit is the most viable option. You can apply for this online. You don't need to go to a job centre or to a benefits office or anything like that. You simply fill out a form online and they will arrange for you to speak to somebody over the phone and work out the details of your claim. Please, I beg you, don't be too proud to do this. Right now, there is nothing wrong with asking for some support. Tip number three is a little bit easier to do, and for me, it was one of the first things that I did when I realised that my work was going to dip, and that was taking a look at your lifestyle and considering making some cutbacks. For me, this was quite easy. I'm a subscriber to a couple of different services. I have both Spotify and Apple Music. I also have a Netflix subscription and a Prime subscription. Not anymore, I don't. I've cancelled everything that I deem to be an unnecessary expense. So I've cancelled my Apple Music and my Spotify, I've cancelled Amazon Prime, and I've cancelled Netflix. There's nothing stopping me from taking those subscriptions out again in the future, and it's not like I was on any kind of special deal to reduce the rates of them for being a loyal customer. I can go back to those services anytime. As long as I've got a basic level of internet connection, there is a whole world of entertainment at my fingertips, and by doing that, I've instantly reduced my monthly outgoings by between £40 and £50. And tip number four is another one that's going to be a tough conversation to have, but definitely worthwhile doing, and that's speak to your creditors. If you're worried about being able to make payments on loans, car finances, car leases, credit cards, your rent, your mortgage, all that kind of stuff, the important thing right now is to speak to those companies. If you don't speak to them, they can't help you. And it's already been widely publicised in the media that many companies are willing to help people out through these exceptional times. But they can't help you if they don't know that you're facing challenges. If you don't contact them, they're just going to assume that you're going to be able to keep making payments. At least speak to them and see if there's some kind of payment holiday or payment break that you can take while your income is in such an uncertain place. Okay, let's get on to the next section. And this one is all about protecting your mental health. Something that, if you know me, you will know that I am very, very passionate about. I really can't emphasise this enough. Looking after your mental health right now is going to be more important than ever. And even the strongest of us, myself included, are going to need a helping hand with this. I'm having daily conversations with people that on the outside might seem rock solid, but secretly they're trying to deal with all of this stress on their own, and that's not good. So here are a few tips. Tip number one is pick up the phone. Speak to your friends and family daily, multiple times a day if you can. Don't underestimate the power of human contact and what that can do to your mental health. As a species, we're designed to live and communicate together, so this period of isolation is going to be really tough. Now's the time to take advantage of services like Skype or FaceTime or WhatsApp video calls if you don't already. A phone conversation can do wonders, but that face-to-face interaction will really, really give you a boost. My second tip is go for a walk and get some exercise. It is scientifically proven that a bit of sunshine, some fresh air, and working up a sweat is good for your body and your brain. Please be careful and don't use this as an excuse to meet up with people and go for a run as a group or to go down to one of the local parks where they've got those open air gyms. Right now, the government has said that is not the thing to do, and that is advice that we need to be following. But take this time for yourself. Put your phone in airplane mode, cut yourself off from social media or being interrupted. And even if it's just 15 to 30 minutes, you can go out for a brisk walk, you can take a jog. If you've never jogged before, I've spoke about this to people face to face. The Couch to 5K program that you can get as a free app on your mobile phones is an absolutely fantastic way to get into exercising and specifically to get into running and improve your ability to run. And my final tip is to use social media with caution. I'm a big fan of social media. I think it's done wonders to bring people together. And I started out building this photography and creative community via Instagram. But I also think that it is a vile cesspool of the worst the world has to offer. Be really selective about who you're engaging with online and where you're consuming your information from. Maybe now's the time to have a bit of a social media declutter and to get rid of some of the vile toxicity in your digital life. My two pence worth is if you follow The Sun or any kind of tabloid media, delete that shit. That is not good for your soul. My final page in my diary is where I put down the notes that I think are going to help you as freelancers and business owners the most. And in big bold letters across the top of the page, I wrote down coming out swinging, because that's what I plan on doing and that's what I want you guys to do. I'm choosing to think of this time as some unplanned business admin time, time to clear up that to-do list that never seems to get done. And here are a few things that I'm going to get up to over the coming weeks, and maybe you guys can look into doing the same. So the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to update my website. I'm going to give it a brand new design, and I'm going to have a whole new feel to how people interact with me via my website. It's a little bit outdated because I've kind of neglected it over the last sort of 3 to 6 months, and I keep telling myself that I'm going to get around to doing it, but I just never do. Whenever some paid work comes in, obviously that's taken the priority. But right now, I've got nothing but time, so job number one, get that website updated. Job number two for me is clearing the editing backlog. I honestly stack up so much editing for myself, and I always feel so stressed out that I can see this folder full of images that needs to be worked on and I just don't have the time to do it. Once again, right now, I've got nothing but time. So I'm going to dedicate myself a few hours a day to just clearing that backlog. And I'm going to do it pragmatically. I'm going to do it a set at a time so I can literally tick things off and move them out of that to-do folder and into a completed projects folder. Thirdly, I'm going to get my finances and taxes in order. I absolutely hate doing this. And every time the tax return season comes around, I get so stressed because it's a job that I don't enjoy doing. I haven't set myself up to have a good system allowing me to do it quickly and easily. It's just such a drain on me every time I have to do it. So while I've got this free time, not only am I going to clean up the finances for the current period that I'm in, I'm going to build myself a system, or I'm going to do some research into systems that already exist that will allow me to make that kind of financial process of being a freelancer much, much easier. I'm going to look into some services like QuickBooks and stuff like that, but I'm also going to see if there's a way that I can just track my income and my expenses and see if I can get a handle on that to make it a less stressful process when that time comes around. The fourth thing that I'm going to do, and something that I really enjoy doing and just don't have the time, is I'm going to aim to level up. And what I mean by this is there are a whole bunch of techniques that I see other creatives doing that I just wish I knew how to do, but I never really have the time to sit down and study and do some at-home learning that will allow me to get better as a creative. But right now, once again, and I keep saying this, but it's true, I have nothing but time. So I'm going to go deep on YouTube. I'm going to start researching some of these things. I'm actually going to support some of my fellow creatives that are offering Skype training and one-to-one sessions over the internet on how they do things. Like I say, I'm in a financial position where I can afford to do that, and I know that not everybody is. And if you're not, then YouTube is your friend. It's how a lot of us got started. It's certainly how I learned to edit in the first place. But if you can, support your fellow creatives, maybe do a one-to-one Skype session, or you can look into services where they provide e-learning capabilities like Skillshare, where you subscribe to their site and you get an almost unlimited access to this learning resource out there. It goes without saying that tip number five is exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm going to dedicate some time to those projects that I started that kind of slipped as soon as I became under a little bit of pressure with work. And for me, that's podcasting and YouTubing. So I used to create these podcasts sort of every couple of days and put them out 3 times a week. I'm going to really spend some time building a back catalogue of podcasts that I've got that I can share with you guys, but in this much more natural way where I'm not reading from a script. And also, I'm going to create some tutorials for how I do things in things like Capture One, Lightroom, Photoshop, stuff like that, So I'm going to create some video tutorials that I will probably share through the YouTube platform, and I'll make sure that I let you guys know whenever I publish something new. And finally, and this tip for me is probably one of the most important in this section, if not one of the most important that I'm going to share on this podcast, and that's rest and recharge. Everything that I've said so far, I think is good advice, and I'm really looking forward to jumping into it. But I'm going to take at least a few days to really, really rest and recharge. I'm going to sleep a little bit later and go to bed a little bit earlier. I'm going to take long showers. I'm going to do a face mask or two. Everybody knows that I'm a big fan of those charcoal peel-off masks. Or I'm just going to sit in the garden, read a book, and listen to the sound of the birds. It's great being productive, and I'm really looking forward to getting some stuff done. But you're allowed to take some time and relax. You're allowed to use this as downtime. For now, I'm going to sign off. I know that this episode's been a little bit shorter than the ones I produced before, but I haven't had a script. I've literally just been talking to you guys straight from the heart, and I really hope that some of the tips that I've shared with you have been helpful. Over the coming weeks, I'm going to do an awful lot more podcasting. I'm going to get a few episodes in the bank that I can share with you guys. I'm also going to be writing some blogs over on my website. And like I said, I'm going to be creating some tutorials. I'm going to be creating some presets for Lightroom and styles for Capture One that I'm going to be giving away for free, just because maybe it'll allow you guys to have an edit of some old photos and try out some different styles. And I'm going to be sharing a lot more information from my newsletter. I want an easy way to engage with everybody all at once, letting them know that I've put a whole bunch of different content on a whole bunch of different platforms. So if you're not already subscribed to my newsletter, head over to my website. It's garethwelch.co.uk. You'll see a newsletter subscription at the bottom of most of the pages. Go sign up. I'm never going to spam you. I'm not going to sell you details. This isn't a way for me to try and sell you something. It's just a way for me to be able to keep in touch with you once a week, letting you know what content I've put out on what platforms, and give you an easy way to access all of that stuff. Guys, if you haven't already, please feel free to go and engage with me on social media. More now than ever, I am super active. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook mainly. It's really easy to find me. My username is exactly the same across all platforms. It's GWVIS. Go visit my website, subscribe to my newsletter if you haven't already. That way you can stay up to date. And remember, the fastest way to grow as a photographer is to get out there and take photos. But while you're not allowed to, and while I have your attention, let me see if I can help. Stay safe, everybody, and this time more than ever, please look after each other.